The story came out last night, Nick, from Rob Rossi in Pittsburgh, to the possibility of Chris Letang to the Leafs. What kind of price, if this deal happened, would the Leafs have to pay to get someone like that to Toronto?
Well, we're talking about a guy that's being traded that was in the running for Norris. And obviously, offensively, he's right up there with everybody else in terms of creativity. So it would be a steep price. I'm sure it would revolve around any top young player, a first-round pick or roster player, a potential draft pick that's viewed as a blue chip. This would be an expensive price.
Would you do it?
I like Letang, but I think that in his own zone, he's probably not a Norris type of player, to be quite honest with you. If I'm trading for that type of guy, I want the complete package at both ends. And I think I see too many flaws defensively to really pay that price. If I'm going to go out and get a top defenseman, I don't think I just want the upside offensively. I'd want a guy that can really get the job done. And I think I've seen too many flaws defensively out of his game. And we saw it in the playoffs.
Yeah, very bad playoff. I look at Letang, Nick, and I wonder if he sees, and because we haven't heard from him, these stories are tough. You know that as well as anybody with all the news you break. It's tough to get something out there and have it not be misunderstood or misconstrued. But I'd look at Letang and I'd say, does he not see what Ryan Suter got to do last summer and Zach Parise got to do? You wait it out, you get to unrestricted free agency, and you can name your price. Now, if he wants to stay with Pittsburgh and extend, I understand him doing before that. What I can't see Letang doing, because I think it cuts into the bottom line that he makes, is agreeing to go to a team and then signing an extension with that team, unless, again, it's the kitchen sink thrown at him financially. It doesn't make financial sense for him not to go to market.
Well, listen, he's really in control here.
Yeah.
And no team's going to trade for him. The Leafs will not pay a hefty price here if they feel like they can't lock him up long-term. So he essentially is, guys, in his unrestricted free agency period in terms of negotiating with Pitt or potentially negotiating with another hockey club after a trade. So that number is going to be around $7 million. And the problem right now with Pitt right now is they're not sure that he is the real deal at both ends of the ice. And I think they're kind of arguing that a little bit in his negotiation. And I don't think he wants to hear it. He wants to be amongst, you know, the Drew Doughtys and the Suitors and the Shea Weber. So that's the dilemma for Pitt, is do they want to spend that type of money on a guy who's got great upside offensively but still has his moments defensively? So if they don't, you're going to see him moved. If they decide now that they don't want to go down that path of a $7 million defenseman, and they've got, what, Malkin at 9.5, Sid at 8.7, James Neal at 5, Kunitz is up, right? Yeah. I mean, they've got a ton of free UFAs that they got assigned. Dupuis, it's how much room do you have, right?
Assuming this deal doesn't happen, Nick, what else could Dave Nonis be doing this weekend in New Jersey?
Well, he can do a lot. You know, I keep hearing that they still unsure of where they want to go with their captain. They've got him at, I think, 6.5 for one more year. Do they want to shake it up a little bit? Is there questions about, you know, I think Phaneuf did a great job in terms of last year of the minutes that he logged. He scored some big goals. He helped them get into the playoffs. But moving forward, again, much like Pitt is doing with Letang, is this the guy that they want to lead in the next 3, 4, 5 years? And let's face it, you blow a 4-1 lead against Boston, you know, you can sit there all you want and say it was just a one-off, but there's people in that organization questioning where was the leadership, you know, in the last 10 minutes. So, you know, I'm not saying that Phaneuf will get traded for sure, but, you know, they're certainly looking at different options.
Nick Kypreos kind enough to join us. You have a sit down that watched on Sportsnet Connected with Max Domi and Ty Domi. You've known Ty a long time, and you got to see Max. You've known Max probably a long time, and you saw him up close and personal. Maybe at his best, in all honesty, at the Memorial Cup, though London didn't win it. He has obviously risen up a lot of people's draft boards. What kind of NHLer do you think he'll be? And that mentality, that bloodline, different player than Ty, and that's been joked about, probably much to Ty's chagrin, but at the same time, Ty has instilled an awful lot of the work ethic into Max. Couple that with Max's skill, there's a lot of people that think his upside's incredible.
Yeah, you know, I've had more than one scout tell me that he can be like a Marty St. Louis. And man, I don't know if there's a bigger compliment than that. Yeah, Marty St. Louis is a guy that obviously slipped through the cracks on a couple occasions, and for obvious reasons, he's not a very big guy. And you know, I think Max is bigger than Marty St. Louis or taller than him. But that to me is a huge compliment. And he has his upside's incredible offensively. I believe he'll go in the top 10. I hear the Leafs and Lewicki would dearly love to have that type of bloodline back in the organization in terms of a marketing position with Max in Toronto. I just don't think that the Leafs can get there. And we're talking into the top 10, and it would be a steep price for the Leafs to get into the top 10. I don't think it's happening.